Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. If what I ask seems kind of bold, well, it's the question that should run deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
Oh, it's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind?
What would this do
to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race? Presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men.
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. Holy Quran, Surah 3, verse 54 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms as between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message
of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture and open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their mind? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern. Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortal from the mortal. He, God, created. This is the message of concern.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين Benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher, the sustainer of all the world. Most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment, which we now live. The alone do we serve and worship, and the alone do we seek for help and aid. Please show us the straight way. We have those upon whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who will not astray. Amen. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. I also bear witness that Jesus is a prophet and not God. I bear witness that our one God, Allah, we choose to call Allah, creator of heaven and earth and all in between, is the creator of the heavens and earth, as well as all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. I'd like to greet you with the nation's greetings of peace, or the world's greetings of peace. Of As-salamu alaykum, which means God's peace be upon you. Welcome again to the Blog Talk Radio Show of the Message of Concern, sponsored by Sister Clary Muhammad STEM School. Also, we have a sponsor that's been standing by us, was blessed, still being blessed, and he blessed us. He shared his blessings with us for the Blog Talk Radio Show. But I mean, Yasir Muhammad from L.A., Los Angeles. And we welcome you to this Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight is the Sisters' Night, but we want to also make you aware that we're on every night of the week except Fridays. Every night of the week from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. except Fridays. And the sisters are on Sunday nights and Tuesday nights from 7 to 9 and straight through. We talk on and focus on the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children and other current events that we have, like the COVID and the effect that it's taking on the children and the younger people and some adults as well. So we're all around discussions. Anything you want to come on the line, Blog Talk Radio Show, and talk about, then our ears are open. Both ears are open. And we welcome you. And we ask you to please come and feel welcome to speak on what you choose to, as long as it's within the realms and about the realms of Islam. Okay? We don't have to have a lot of debates or hostile discussions or feelings or personal feelings. We come with truth and we come to share. Nothing is compulsory in religion, so we don't demand that anybody accepts our opinion or our belief that we believe in. And you should not accept for us to just to give up our religion for yours as well. You know, everybody is entitled to their own opinion and understanding. And we all respect each other's opinion, you know, and understanding. So the brothers, they have their nights, their other nights, except for Sunday and Tuesday nights. And they talk about mainly the message of concern, which focused on the removal of all images from worship that portray divine. The removal of all images from worship, regardless of the complexion of their skin. Removal of all images of worship that portray divine. So that's another big discussion that we can all have. Another big discussion that we can all have and share our knowledge, understanding, and wisdom that we have. So feel free to please come. Let's have a discussion. Let's have what we call almost like a forum. You can ask questions, and we can ask you questions, you know. So we're sharing with this platform. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Brothers have from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m. to focus on the message of concern, and from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. they focus on business, which is very important for us, all of us, business. And we have doors open to us as far as a lot of different businesses, so we just have to buckle down and set our priorities. What comes first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, so forth, so on, you know. And Allah is with us, you know, God is with us. So we will be successful, inshallah. I forget her name now. She says, the battle is won. The victory has been won, really. You know, and this is a new world, and we are new people. And someone tonight who mentioned that, well, I'm sorry, first of all, let me go back and apologize for getting a late start. But my brother was so busy until he didn't get a chance to really set up the episode. So I had to call and ask him, and he is busy. I mean, busy. And his daughters are trying to teach him high tech and show him high tech. So his phone was not available for setting up the episodes. And he was busy and away from home. But he did rush back to help us. And now we are on. And sometimes, you know, like they say, it be that way sometimes. Just try and understand. But we're coming. We will be coming, inshallah. Okay. And I pray, I thank everybody. I thank all of you for coming and wanting to participate or wanting to hear. We won't disrespect your wishes. If we see your hand does not indicate in the queue or that you want to be brought into the queue, but then we will just be asking, you know. And we don't, sometimes if the machines are not working, then that means you may press the one on your receiver and it may not be not show up or indicate that you want to speak. And that's because sometimes they do malfunction as well. So then we will, if we feel that way, then they will even, we will either get a call from some, they will log out and log back in, step out on, or hang up their phone and then call back in. And sometimes it'll work that way, you know. The means that we try and use to get in on the line. Okay, I usually like to start off with Brother Henry's book, which I have said is my mascot. Oh, I want to bring something to your attention. It's a little bit of an advertisement to the which is also a message of concern, and it's about the psychological effect that portrays define, psychological effect that it has on the mind of the world's children. Speaking of business, different ones have masks to sell, the N95 mask, and then they have another one. Oh, well, I mean, he reminded me of that one tonight, but I still can't remember the name that he said because I'm not used to knowing about that particular one. But it's something about 95 as well. Maybe when he comes on, he'll explain that. And he is very busy down there, out there in L.A., trying to make sure that the people are reminded the distance, social distances from each other, as well as covering their face with the mask, because this particular virus that we have now, the latest one, they say the other one that they want you to stay inside, you know, and stay alive and all those sort of announcements. But with this particular one, it doesn't matter because it'll come inside and get you. So they say that it actually does that and is known now more so as the flu. But it's the virus as well. And my husband and I both, about 3 weeks, not too long ago, in December, we had the flu or something. But anyway, we're negative now. A lot has blessed us to be back and rolling. So with the coughing and the phlegm and not being able to sleep and the fevers and the, oh, it was very something. I'm just not wanting to get sick, alhamdulillah, even though I was very small, maybe 3 pounds and some ounces when I was born. They used to put me in a dresser drawer, they said, for my bed. I was so small, but look at me now. I'm big enough. So I'm not worried about that. I'm just saying you have to take care of yourself. Eat the right foods. Eat a lot of fruits, a lot of green vegetables, especially leafy vegetables. Don't eat so much meat, you know, and fish and meats that are easy to digest. Inshallah. Now, this phone, you know, these phones, I don't know what the deal is. Well, I do know, but it seems like, you know how you beg a lot of things, Allah, don't take me in my weakest moment. And I'll be praying, these computers, please, computer, don't fail me now. I have to use you. Have to make use of you. Oh, my. Okay, we'll be back up in a minute. I'm hoping that I haven't lost anybody because it just clicked off on me. I'm going to sign back up. Okay, there we are. Alhamdulillah, we're back. Okay, anything? I want to recognize the guests first that I want to speak because I do want to, like I usually do, like I said, read Brother Henry's book and focus or emphasize on the message of concern about that graven image that's in his book. It's also children's pictures that are courtesy from Library of Congress, which is blessed to be in that book. We're blessed with it to have it in that book, and we read from it sometimes as well, and speaking on the complexion of the skin, because we have to, like we said before, and Sister Juan says it all the time as well, we have to start telling the children the truth. We can no longer sit back and think that they are not noticing, because these children nowadays are smart, and they're going to ask questions, and that's good. That's good. I remember when I was growing up, my grandmother raised me. I was with my grandmother. You start to ask questions and different things. They said, go sit down. Go sit down and speak when you're spoken to. You know, don't you see grown people talking? You know, stuff like that. Some of them, you know, would say at times. But nowadays, you know, that was when we was curious and all this sort of thing. You just wanted to ask the question right away and wanted some answers. Nowadays, these times, most parents or grandparents pay attention to what these children are saying, questions they are asking, and it's good. It's good. And more emphasis should be put on that, and more attention should be given to the children when they do start asking questions. You know, they say you don't ask a question with a question, but I do a lot of times when one of my great-grands or grands, even my daughters, you know, who might ask a question. And I'll say, why are you asking that question? You know, and then I'll get a leeway of why they really asked that question. What was their purpose for asking that question? It just didn't come out of clear blue sky. They had a reason. You know, and they have reasons for asking questions. We do each other that time that way too. Adults, we'll ask questions of each other. You know, and evidently had to be something on our minds to stir up a curiosity in our minds. So we ask, what's that for? Or why did you do that? Or why did you say that? You know, or something like that. That's curiosity. So it'll be who you answer. Just answer, you know. But we're all seeking knowledge, like you said, and here, brother. I mean, you say a lot of times, we seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, as well as from here to China. So that's what you call knowledge all the way around. You know, seek it. You know, we're owed that. It was stolen. Education was taken from us, and that's why we're trying to get it back. And inshallah, we do a good job. Inshallah, we do a good job. I pray, you know, to Allah that I'm successful and that we will be successful in completing and fulfilling some of our obligations to the children. And this is what we want to do. You know, we want to do that. We plan to do that. We pray to do that. You know, I can't believe anybody nowadays who doesn't want to fulfill that desire that they have or obligation that they feel they have to teach our children the right way and the right things, you know, and tell them the truth about things, you know. And the STEM program is very good because, like, we know what it covers. You know, we got STM. We got S for the science, T for the technology, E for engineering, I think that's it, yeah, and then M for math. So all those things we need, you know, all of those things our children need. And I remember when we first got on this program, it was asked, the concerns were shared that we need a TV program where children could learn their math and their science and all that are part of STEM, you know, part of STEM school all day. All day. Now, some people may say they're stretching it, but it's not. It's not. They'll become interested in the learning. That's what's wrong with them now. They got all this TV and all these other old programs on the TV. I remember when I was in college, I did a paper on the boob tube. And believe it or not, Allah blessed me to make an A+. I said, can you go a little bit higher than that? Because I stayed up a lot of nights. I don't know where it's going to get me. But I stayed up a lot of nights, and I even faced reality. And for myself, I even saw where I could understand why I even call it the boob tube. You know, it's just these people are on here making money, doing whatever, you know, and saying whatever. And then our children, it's a lot of tubes and all that in it makes up the TV in the back of it, inside of it. And when those tubes blow, you have to get it replaced in order for the TV to function again properly, you know, like the picture tube and all other kind of tubes that it has in it. So I named it the boob tube. And the children, and the more I wrote, the more I could see and could understand why the children are all in tubes, these tubes, you know, and they become interested. And they started putting good stuff on there, like Sesame Street was good for some of the children, you know, different ways, and Mr. Rogers and all this sort of thing, you know, and a lot of it started, I guess people started to complain and wanted to contribute and set like a curriculum for the children to learn that will help them to be interested in learning. First you have to gain their, first you have to know them. First you have to feel them out and talk to them and question them and give comments and give their input. Let them give their input because they're people too, you know, and their little brains are just thirsty for knowledge, thirsty for knowledge. And then some of the big ones, when they get grown or teenagers or, you know, young and up and out of high school, and then they go to college, you know, and all that, and they're still thirsty for knowledge. I am grateful to Allah that a lot of them are interested in high tech now because that's the thing. I'm just waiting for this robot. I haven't seen the doctor. I haven't heard from the doctor. I don't even know where he is. There was one student in Tennessee that was going to be sponsored to go into this, what's it called, the data process, something like that, which included the, they call it, yeah, it was about data. Yeah. I didn't lose interest in it, but since that couldn't be fulfilled, I just was disappointed for me to tell the little brother that, well, I'm not going to be able to sponsor you because I don't even know where he is. I don't know where the doctor is. I haven't been in touch with him. Haven't heard anything about him. But then not too long ago, I think what I mean, had said he heard from him, and he thought that he was in Texas or something like that. Well, inshallah, he is progressing in his works, or in his dream, or in his studies to make it work with the robots. He said, you might as well get ready for it. They're going to be doing your jobs and all that sort of thing. Well, see, and that's the interest that a lot of young people have, and that's good. That's good. We have to also learn to hold the interest of our youth from the time they can start to learn and the time until the time they just grow up, you know, as being adults, the young adults, you know, adolescent stages. You know, we have to be interested. We have to listen to them because that's been a situation for a while. A lot of the older people, so they had to work and they really don't have time to sit down and try to listen to them, you know. But nowadays, it doesn't take long. Just sit down for a minute, you know, and you'll be blessed. Allah will bless you, you know, with ways and means of support and bigger things and better things, and with the Jannah, you know, with the Jannah, because this is necessary for our children. We don't want to be considered lost people that didn't try to advance our children or teach our children the right way as well as the right education. All that plays a part in their lives. And we do what we have to do to try to help them to become interested in learning. I know a lot of them are so impatient. There's so much to do. There's so much to do out here nowadays. And they're impatient and they're anxious and they don't know which one to start first. Even when I was going to college, I took so many courses. I forgot when, really almost forgot when it was time to graduate. And my advisor called me to the office one day. No, she called me at home and said, I'd like to see you when y'all, did you come to school tomorrow? You have class? I said, yes. I can see you. Will you please come out of office when you get here? And so I did. I went a little early because I'd be up early in the morning during that time. I loved going to school. I loved it. And when I was grown, And then, and I started too after my children were born. You know, they were big enough to stay at the babysitters. And one time I had to leave them at the babysitters for all week, and I get them on the weekend when there was no classes. You know, so I could. And there was an elderly lady who was good enough to, what should I say, good enough, kind enough to do that. And that was really a blessing for me. Really a blessing for me because I was working, you know, and as a nurse and going to school to finish my education for early childhood and elementary education. And I was going to further my education in nursing, but since the school lost its accreditation, right when it was time for me to graduate, I had to diversify and go into education, early childhood and elementary education. And that's how I ended up in that. But out of that, I got 2 degrees. I got one for psychology and one for liberal arts, along with the education. So God blessed me that way. But I loved every minute of it, loved every minute of it. And too bad we didn't have a STEM school during that day. Otherwise, I'd have been able to pass my anatomy and physiology real fast instead of having to take it twice, you know. But anyway, I made it, alhamdulillah. I made it, alhamdulillah. Now I got a daughter that's just like that now, too. She'll work hard, and she'll study, and she'll just, I said, you know, Anissa, you have to rest sometimes, you know. Yeah, we talk. Anyway, now, let me, don't forget, if anybody wants to come in and say anything, please do, and it'll help out. It'll help. I want to emphasize on, like I said, the graven image coming from the Quran as well as King James Version of the Holy Bible. I will read two of the chapters from King James Version of the Holy Bible and two surahs from the Holy Quran. The one that I want to emphasize first is King James Version of my page. Oh, okay. And I'll start with the excuse me. Okay. We'll start with Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. And it says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. I would like for you to listen closely to these words because they'll be read again, but it'll be in a little different arrangement, but I'm trying to emphasize something in these two verses. Okay? So Exodus... Oh, my. Exodus 20, verse 4, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. Okay, now that's Exodus. Okay, and we're back here now at Deuteronomy, 5th chapter, 8th verse, and it says, thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth. One more time. Deuteronomy, 5th chapter, 8th verse, thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters beneath the earth. Okay, and it's close and... Oh, my Lord. Excuse me, y'all. I hope I'm not pleased. Goodness, thank you. shoot. Okay. Okay, let's get back to this. Okay, I was talking about the focusing on the wording, and it has to have some meaning if we would stop and think, because it's saying the same thing just about in both of these chapters of the Bible, King James Version. Okay, so that's in the Bible, King James Version. Then go back to the Holy Quran, and I want to mention, and we all know this. We all know this one. You know, sure we can agree on it. On it being very explanatory, clear, okay? And that's Surah, or chapter 112, Al-Ikhlas, the purity of worship. For the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Say he Allah, say he is Allah, the one and only. Allah, the eternal absolute. He begets not, nor is he begotten, and there is none like unto him. So that right there explains that there is none like unto him. Surah Ikhlas, 112. Okay, and one other here is Surah 4, An-Nisa, the women. In the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him. It is best for you. But if you reject faith, to Allah belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise. O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostles. Say not Trinity desist. It will be better for you. For Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him. Far exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Here two more. Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with a grievous chastisement, nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them. Sure Allah speaks the truth. Okay. Now we have read from Brother Henry's book, The Quran. Now, this is a I know I'm going to hear about it later from somebody, but you can tell me when I finish reading about it. When I finish reading, I want to read this. It's from Imam W.D. Muhammad's book of It's Time We Sing a New Song, 75 Selected Poems. And on the back it says, from the heart and soul of Wallace, from the philosophical thinking and intellect of Imam W.D. Muhammad. I want to recite to you page 50 poem in this book. It says, to the colored man inquire at the sky to know what to do with what may come into your hands. In the sky, we have a star, the sun, working for earth with the rain to feed and quench the thirst of everything. A hue, not a color, holds the innumerable lights and guide. A hue, not a color, fills the purple pupil, of every eye. The white sun rests beside is red and black to show us our universe. The blue is always cool and wanting us to see our way around on this earth. Pleasure and pain push us to read to our hearts what we discover on high. Come, man, check out your heart and discover your many lies. From signs, we are told white is a hue, too, in the night sky of countless gems set in black. It is existing to reveal its immeasurable bounties when day is closed out and the first eye of man's soul comes back. Upon grace, both pleasure and pain will send our hearts up to mount the sky. Such circumstances gave our world to you, colored man. You read our heavens to rob and corrupt our hearts and our land. When there was not any colored man, all the world was good. We were dwelling in caves or in the woods. Colored man, you give souls to regression to have them miss the beautiful. Go back to grace to have your life and be dutiful. Alhamdulillah. And that's the end of that. I love poetry. I love poems. So I thought I would read that. Now, we have Sister Clara Muhammad's section here. I didn't really want to read it, but I say it's okay. It's okay to tell, convince myself that it was okay with it. My goodness. Let me check the pages right here. So I'm going to be stumbling. October 29th issue. When we got the papers last Friday, or this past Friday, we were back two issues. So on October 29th, 2021, I think is one, and then October 22nd. No, October 22nd, yeah, 2021, and October 29th, 2021, of the two issues that were back, in addition to a later one, which was November 12th, 2021. Okay, I want to read this one by Sister Amatula Murani. She's the contributing writer that puts something in the Muslim Journal. Every issue of the Muslim Journal that says, especially for children and young adults, who causes death? It's a certainty that death is a part of human existence, but believers do not do anything to hasten it for others or for self. If life is taken according to Islamic law for serious crime or in war, it is not a cause for celebration. Muslims do not celebrate the death of anyone. Death and life are in the hands of Allah alone. Deaths, in many cases, are preceded by an illness. Other factors may be incidents from interactions in the physical environment, such as collisions, falls, violence, toxins, and weather events. The likelihood of persons dying from disease has increased during this time, though various persons have both died and lived after contracting COVID-19 or other serious illnesses. The following had come to mind. Based on the common conversations heard over the past year between persons we will call A, B, and C. Okay, 2019 conversations. He died after being very ill. That's A. Okay, B, so sorry for your loss. C, surely to Allah we belong and to him is our return. Sorry for your loss. 2021, conversation number one. A, he died after being very ill. B, was it COVID? Did you take the shot? Did he take the shot? A, no. B, then good. If he had taken the shot, he would not have died. Oh, my. Okay. This is one reason I'm reading this, because it's about COVID. Okay, C, Surely to Allah we belong, and to him is our return. Sorry for your loss. As Abraham, I think that's what it is pronounced. Abraham said, my Lord is he who gives life and causes death. 2021, conversation number 2. A, he died after being very ill. B, was it COVID? A, yes. B, he should have taken the shot. A, he did. B, oh, he was going to die anyway. Woof, people so cool. C, surely to Allah we belong, and to him is our return. As Abraham, salam, said, my Lord is he who gives life and causes death. I am in sympathy for your loss. 2021, conversation 3. A, he died after being very ill. B, was it COVID? A, yes, contracted after taking the shot. B, well, it was some unvaccinated person who gave it to him. They are killing the old and those with other health problems. A, CDC released a statement updated August 26, 2021, that vaccination can spread COVID-19, especially the Delta variant. B, no, it's those unvaccinated. I just know it. C, surely to Allah we belong, and to him is our return, in sympathy for your loss. Allah knows, and we know not. It is only Allah who is the all-knowing, who allows, who knows the present and the future. Allah is the one who created you, then provided for you, then will cause you to die, and then will give you life. Exalted is he, and high above what they associated with him. Quran, Surah 30, Ayah 40. We can sometimes be aware or hear from others of their situation just prior to death, leading us to the common expression, cause of death. But as Abraham said, my Lord is he who gives life and causes death. Let us find peace in this knowledge and ask him consistently for his guidance. Ameen. Okay. About the writer, Amatullah Umrani is a lifelong student of human behavior, including under Imam W.D. Muhammad. From him, she also received her strong Al-Islamic foundation. She is a lifelong student of healthcare, incorporating the knowledge of Allah's natural world. This included 3 years in advanced health studies toward a doctoral degree, followed by 20 years intensive study. She is a Wisconsin-approved psychotherapist, certified in therapies for trauma, and a volunteer in the Muslim and outer community. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. I've known her for a while. Yeah. Okay, now does anyone have any input or would like to contribute to what you just heard or to bring something new? Now, I don't see anybody's mic on, so I'm going to do this, and then if you don't respond, I will hang it back up, and we will go into something else. I'm going to turn the mics on, but I mean, don't mind, and I'm going to, because I don't know if the machine, like I said, is acting up or not, and not registering the indications that someone wants to speak, because the hands are not going up. Okay, assalamu alaikum. All the mics are on for right now, but it won't be for long. And this is because it could be a malfunction in the studio. or with the Blog Talk radio program when they sometimes don't indicate that someone wants to speak. So go ahead. That sounds like Brother Aimee.
Ashmanango.
Alaykum my salam. Rahmatullah barakatuh.
Alhamdulillah.
Oh, no. No, that's Suja.
That's his brother Suja.
Yeah, that's I just happened to reckon, pick up on that voice. Yeah, that is Brother Suja. Assalamualaikum, Brother Suja.
Wa alaykum assalam. Alhamdulillah. I thank Allah with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness that there is only one creator, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, and he's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I know this month is Black History Month for African American, and it's interesting. It's interesting in the sense that it just tells how effective this image is, you know, mm-hmm. and it tells the how it's affecting the children, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk about Black History Month, you know, you get some Caucasian, they get offended. You know, like it's supposed to be the things supposed to be the way that they are. You know, the reason we don't have nothing is not is because we are not active. And moving out and trying to do something for ourselves, which is not true, you know. And you know, they say that in a way where they take themselves out of it, you know, in the sense that they are not doing nothing that would cause African American to not progress, which is what they're doing. They are active, and they are perpetrating and slowing up the progress, especially of our young brothers. And if you count the young brothers that's in prison, it's devastating. The African American men that's in prison. It's ridiculous, you know, and it's a miracle that we have the African American man is not mentally ill, you know, because they're active perpetrating effort in stopping. African American people from getting married, the young men from taking on a wife, taking on responsibility, and the way they do that is that they try to make sure that they don't have jobs and things like that. These people is at war with us. They at war with the African American, and so and it's the African American male that they're aiming at. That's where they're aiming, at the African American male, you know. And if we don't see that, then I'm sorry for you, you know. But we're asking the African American male to let's come together. And think about what type of business you want to go into. You know, think about getting ahead. Think about saving money. thinking about becoming wealth, getting some of the wealth in this here country. Because you're the one that can get it. You know, they got this wealth. And you had to be blind to not to see that these peoples control the majority of the wealth. They got all the land. They got all the land. And you try to get some land, you got to go through all kind of hoops and everything that they got set out there to block and stop you, you got to overcome all that in order to just get some land where you American citizen in this country, and they should be sharing, and they see that through slavery they took all the land from our people. All the land. It's just a few of us that got land, you know. And there's no balance here in America as far as the races is concerned. You don't have no balance. You know, they think that they're supposed to own everything, you know. So we got to stand up and talk. We got to, I mean, what I'm saying right now is small to what we should be saying, you know. But we got to stand up and talk and let these people know that we see you. We know what you're doing. And we got to let the young folks know that we see the problem, and we know the problem. We know what you're going through. Just think about the Muslims, what they had to go through. You know, I mean, they got to go through double hoops. You know, especially at these public schools and things, they wearing these scarves. Our sisters got scarves on. They kind of make mockery of our sisters. Got scarves on, and they try to make sure that the brother is that is Muslim alienated, you know. And they join up with these little groups. They also try to bully them, you know. They go through all that in school. You know, I know you can recall when African American people try to integrate school, and you got some people send their little children, you know, and you had people like Bull O'Connor, you know, Wallace, George Wallace, you know, actually attacking young children, you know, and I know what I'm saying is true, because they bombed a church in Alabama, and they killed it for young girl, you know. So these people don't have no right, and trying to be negative and thinking that we and trying to act like they're offensive, you know, and our people is struggling like hell just to try to make ends meet, you know. And you got some African American people is so weak. Well, they try to defend them. They try to come in and ease in with some language that is a coon. And that's what we call them, coons. Uncle Tomish, you know, where they try to slow down, you know, the people that's talking up, the people that's standing it up. And they ain't gonna stand up, so they try to slow down. So we got a big problem. We got a big problem, and it's a blessing that we believe in Allah, we believe in God, and we thank God. We thank God for allowing us to stay into this fight, and we thank God for keeping our letting us keep our sanity. We are not insane. We're not going crazy, because what these people can do, they can make rights that you are putting forth. They can kind of declare that you're crazy, that you're out of your mind, and you got some people believe, you know what they're saying. I seen this jazz singer name of Simone. Okay, yeah, I think that's her. You know, she actually went through some milk. What's her name?
Yeah, Nina Simone.
Not Nina Simone. Huh?
Nina Simone.
Is it Nina? Yeah, okay, Nina Simone. She had to move out of America, and she went to Europe, and they treated her up real bad in Europe and other places. It's real bad in America, extra bad here in America. Mm-hmm. And I seen her showing signs of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had a daughter, you know, and I imagine her daughter went through a whole lot, you know. But I really seen her going through having cases of mental illness. But she's kept on standing up for her race.
Mm-hmm.
She was strong.
She sure did.
So I just want to bring that out, you know, on the program, you know, since it's Black History Month, and that we should join in with other people that is talking about Black History Month. I came to you in peace, leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullahi barakatuh. Thank you, Brother Suja. Thank you so much for sharing that information. Yeah, you're right. Nina Simone did go through she went through. Yes, she did go through. Hey, yes, this is Black History Month. You know, I can't understand why we got to only have 1 month. When the rest of the United States, people of other complexion have all whole years. You know, why we got to just have 1 month? Black history at that. And they don't even teach it to the children in school. Children in school learn more about Caucasian history than they do Black history or African-American history. I mean, it's not doing us no favor by having 1 month, because we can teach it the whole year round. I don't think there's a law against that. We have world history. We have U.S. history. They have China's history, Russia's history, you know, and Hitler, everybody's Jewish history. All year round, they're talking about the Holocaust. And why we have to just be confined to History Month, 1 month. That was just a thought I carry every year when Black History comes up. Does anyone else have anything else to say? Even about Black history. You like to say something?
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Sister Quran?
I'm doing fine. Alhamdulillah. What I wanted to say is the reason why you was asking that question, why, I said because we give them that power. The only way Satan get the power is the power that we give them. And that's the mercy from Allah, alhamdulillah. We give them that power.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Alaykum as-salam. But we are working on it slowly but surely. It's a new day. We are new people. New world. We're living in the judgment. Okay, I see someone who wants to speak. And that is, okay. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Imam Ibrahim.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Yes, ma'am. How would the bad witnesses testify nothing to worship except Allah alone, who have no associates, no partners, and a bad witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of all the prophets and Allah's messenger to the world, mankind, and the world over? I am grateful that we are talking about this, they call Black History Month. We're going to educate them to where we can change that. Imam Muhammad told us NAACP, say they should change that name as well, you know, and get out of that black, you know, Black History Month. We know what the word black means, and they say it's not being taught in their school. Everything is being taught except them. Whoopi Goldberg made a statement about the Jews today, yesterday, and she came back on The View this morning and reversed it, apologized for the statement she made. But she didn't make no error in the statement she made. And she was talking about that the Jews were not a race. And we know that the Germany, the Jew, or Caucasian, or European that was in Germany at the time of Hitler's rule was the Aryans, all of them. So Hitler is the one who separated them and put the burden on the so-called Jews. Okay, and now they are celebrating because it was 6 million of them killed. How many of us was killed? We ain't talking about across the water. How many of us was killed right here on the soil of America? But why do you talk about that history?
Yeah.
You know, we can talk about everybody's history, what happened to them, but what about our history? Oh, 6 million Jews got killed. And? 6 million Jews got killed. And? How many, if some of us got killed, you ain't got a number. But it's so offensive when we raise the question about us.
Yeah.
Long as I raise the question about them and agree with them, I'm all right with them. I don't want to be all right with you. I want to stand on what the law gave us. What the law gave us is what I'm standing on. And history proves itself. We know what happened to us in America, and we know what happened before we got to America. And all the different islands that's out there that we landed on, those that make it this far. So, yes, they want to put in our children's mind the thing that happened to other people, like we don't even have a life. Like nothing never happened to us. And when we raise the question about how many women, how many of our young girls, I'm talking about, like, go back to our grandmothers, great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, and my research, me and my baby sister, I got all the way back to 300-some years of my people and know where they buried at in North Carolina, Winston-Salem. They just about own that part. They got their own funeral home and stuff like that. So now, when you go back in that history, and like my grandmother, she told me things. She used to always say, son, I said, yes, ma'am, grandma, don't you ever forget what I'm telling you. I said, okay, grandma. You know, they made a point for certain things that they told you for you not to forget. So it had to be a reason for them telling you not to forget certain things. My grandmother was washing, scrubbing a lady floor on her knees. And I made a comment. It hurted me so bad. I was about 4 years old. I told my grandma, get up. My grandma got up, dropped the brush, and got the money from the lady, and we even got the bus, and she started talking to me about them. She left that job. You know, and she even told my mom, she said, you know, leave him alone. He may say, so he's going to be something one day. Said, mark my word. He ain't going to be like y'all. And I'll praise be to Allah. I'm the sign that they was talking about, and I'm not like my people in that sense. I came this way in Islam. The Panther tried to get me. Martin Luther King, I didn't feel none of that. When I whipped up 14 police on Maxfield in Detroit, Michigan, all of them want me to be with them. But, see, God wasn't into what they was planning. I wanted something to connect me to God. So when I heard the Nation's Islam, I said, that's it. And then began to learn how to read, how to write, how to connect, see things, and see why things were done to us. And you know what? The same thing that was done to us back then is happening right now because we allow it to happen.
Yes.
And unity is the key. They know that. That's why they're throwing everything out there that they can in this last day and time to trap us. And see, they're angry with us. When I say us, I'm talking about us on this radio show. Us, the believers, not Muslims, believers. In other words, they're angry at you and I because we won't line up with them. We won't size up with them. Otherwise, when they come with something, we block it. We let them know we understand what you're doing, but it ain't going that way. And we're not following you no more. We're following God's messenger. and all the way down to all the men that Allah sent on this planet for us to follow. That's what we follow, and we're not getting out of line. Like I made a statement today, Imam Muhammad was successful in his mission because he turned us around. We're not successful because we're not following him. That's the problem. We can solve this thing overnight if we came together. No, but they want to come out and tell us, like I read the Akbar the other day, all those who followed the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when Imam Muhammad came in office, if we don't denounce the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that we're not, our Shahada doesn't count for anything. Now, how does that sound? Yes. And Sir Roger Hobb was with him over there when all of them made that statement. That's why he went the way he went. And he only came back this way with us when the FBI got on his tail. Since I'm playing no games with us, Allah always blesses us to find our thing, and we keep up with things, so when those people come around us, we know how to treat them. But those are the ones, people like him, those are the ones that really got us in the bind we're in. And as we said, those who didn't follow the leash of Imam Muhammad, okay, that's fine. But don't block us. Go about your business. Go on with your Sunni, as you call it, Sunni. Go ahead with it. We're not like them. Imam Muhammad say, we don't talk like white folks. We don't talk like black folks that you got here. We don't talk like Africans. We don't talk like Pakistanis. We don't talk like Saudi Arabians. In Mecca, he said, we are new people. And all the Christian friends that he had, groups, told him that, yes, y'all are the new people. We the people that the scripture spoke about that's going to rise up. And it was prophesied by these people here in America that the babies from the 40s would be the one to turn the thing around. Hey, that's us. That's us. Not our children. And Imam Muhammad said, he said it, not our children. He said, we going to do the job, not our children. You see where our children going? So we have to stay the course so they have somewhere to come back. Otherwise,
they
we the
sure
rudder.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We the boat that they got off of. And inshallah, if Allah have mercy on them, a lot of them will come back. We need them to come back. We need their strength. They call them rajis. We need their legs. We need their mind for the technology they got. But you know what? If they don't come back, Allah still will bless us. Why? Because he said the believer, the adventure went through. I came here in peace. Going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much, Brother Iman. We appreciate that. And I want to make a comment on what you said about the, and I wanted to get an understanding of what you said about them, too, about the Aryans in Russia during the time of Hitler. And, What did you say? Who was called the Aryans?
Hitler was an Aryan. All them was Aryans.
Oh, okay.
So the ones that had the belief or the Jewish belief, these are the ones they target to make the world. See, America refused to accept them. So what America did, America gave them up, right, to the Pakistanis. So when they planned it. So when you go to Pakistan, they let you settle their land. We're going to help you take that land. So they landed over there in 1947. The Pakistani, allowed them to come over there and settle. So that was already, already a systematic plan how they did it, how Hitler did it. They were Europeans. They were his people.
I see. Okay.
And he turned on his people.
Okay.
That's all that was.
Oh, man. Okay. Okay, because I know when I was working for the prison, I worked for the DeBary Special Needs Prison in Nashville, Tennessee for almost eight years. And I know they had the Aryan nations there, you know. And now I was thinking, I know the skinheads, you know, they were just known as the skinheads. They probably part of Aryan nations too. And then you had some Caucasians there that didn't skin. They didn't shave all the hair off, also, but they were part of the Aryan nation group. You know the gangs they have there in the prison. And I was just wondering about that. And when you were talking about so much land that had been took from us, was that you? Yeah, I think it was you.
That was Suja. Yeah, but we gave the land away. Like, we got, these people got land down here now. They done bought, and left, and the children of them went north and left the land. Ooh. So what they do in so many years, but taxes, they take the land. But we actually gave the land away. We don't gave the land back to them.
Walked off from it, huh?
Mm. Right.
So, yeah, okay. Because I was I watched this movie with some gully people, you know, Geechies they call, you know, gully people. I've watched them, the lady when she comes on different times during the week, and she was talking about so much land that had been took from us, you know, and she said, down there in the North and South Kakalaki, you know, down North and South Carolina, you know, North and South Kakalaki, they took so much land from us all over there. And she would show you, and she had this big old field she would show you every time she comes on. And she would go out there and she would demonstrate. And it hurts her so bad. She said, and we can get it back. She said, we can get it back. She said, you know, but you have to stick together to get it back and just know that it's ours and that it was took from us. Yeah, so that brought
right.
my mind.
That's correct.
To me, too.
Yeah. You know, Sis Diane, by this being the Black History Month, and we have to not only rise up and clear the air about our history here in America and other people's history in America. Let's go back to 1930 when Farah Muhammad came here. And stopped with the Almanac Muhammad for 3 years, right? The Almanac Muhammad in the 30s was the only man, 4 feet something tall, was calling this man a devil according to his character and the thing that he'd done. He was coming from scripture when he said they was the devil. Now, come from 1930, all the way to 1957, you still didn't hear anything about Martin Luther King until the last part of the 50s going into the 60s. Okay, so why is he left out of the history? Now, all this month, they're going to talk about Malcolm. They're going to talk about Martin Luther King and other people. What about Elijah Muhammad?
And that's right. They want to leave somebody out. Yeah.
They need them. You know why they lead about? Because they're revolutionaries. And they know that what they were saying were true. Only thing that we didn't have in the nation's arms, we didn't have the right akita, meaning the right direction. But the information that Allah blessed us with, because Allah intervened with the Almighty Muhammad. It was a divine intervention. We couldn't have got that far and did the thing we did if Allah didn't approve it.
No, that's right.
So we have to take that same spirit and do the same thing all over again, and we can do it.
All right, then. And also I wanted to ask a question. I don't know for sure, but if I'm not mistaken, I've heard it one time that people talking about the Sunni Muslim, Sunni Muslim, Sunni Muslim. And the definition for the Sunni Muslims is just ways of the prophet, right?
Yes.
Sunni.
It means
not
the way of the prophet. No. Sunni means the way.
The way.
Right.
The what?
Way. Hadith means sign. And that's why Allah said in the Quran that Prophet Muhammad didn't do anything of his own. Everything Prophet Muhammad done, it was done by Allah's permission, meaning Allah told him what to do. So Allah, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he followed the sunnah of Allah, Allah's way.
Okay.
And in the Quran, Allah said, he had a Quran sunnah. This Quran is my sunnah.
Okay. Okay. All right, then, I got that one. Okay, I do see someone else's hand that's up here, and it is 849, and we're going to bring him on, too. Appreciate you, Brother Imam. And I, this Black History thing has got me because I've already wondered so hard. I don't understand it. I just dislike it so much until I almost can just, and it's not good for me to have that kind of feeling. Because I know what they mean and what they're trying to portray, but it's just not clicking. It's just not working because I just don't understand why we have to have 1 month of recognition for us and everybody else. And everybody else have all year. It's not just 1 month of Caucasian history or U.S. history. It's not just 1 month of
American history. It's on and on and on.
24/7.
The Italians, they come over here. 24/7, yeah.
Yes.
Italians come over here. They have Italian a month, time of recognition, Italian way. But you know how they are. They have any day they want, all every day of the year, you know, continuously. And the same with the Spanish people, and the same with those Jamaicans. They even have it. And same with China. They come over here to America, but they still have their history. You know,
yes, they just,
every damn
so that, yeah.
On and on.
So that, yeah, they just showed on TV tonight about 500 million of the Koreans had their little parade and saw holiday. 500 million.
Yeah.
See, all mm-hmm. over. Now, but see, another thing about that, though, see, all the ones you mentioned, they got money. America gave them money.
Yeah.
We the only group that they don't give any money to.
And they they don't even think, because they would think they'd give them that to exploit them, because they are not even considered citizens until they're here at 5 years.
Right.
And they tax them everything. They take their money, give them a financial support, food
yes.
stamps, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. For 5 years tax free, the loans that they give them. If anybody is doing their money, it's us, because we the one that built this country. But, you know, look at what Imam Muhammad said. We're a foot mat for everybody to come in this country. They come in this country, they wipe their foot on us, and keep going.
Keep going.
Because you know that. Look at this. They don't respect the woman they stole. We go in their stove, they don't respect us. They watch you follow you all in the back of the store and back because they think you're going to steal something.
Don't steal something. Isn't there something?
As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, hold on one minute, Karan. Hold on 1 minute. I'm going to call on somebody first, but do you mind if I let
Alhamdulillah
come on ahead? Because you were the one that was up there
no.
with Brother Imam, and when Brother the person who has had their hand up for the longest, the whole time since Brother Imam was on, had their hand up. You know what I'm saying? And I was just trying to take them in sequence like that, and I'm trying to ask them if they mind if I let you speak, you know.
No, go ahead, Sister Daya. Let them go ahead on and speak. That's okay. Let them go ahead. Alhamdulillah. I can wait. Alhamdulillah.
So what do you say, brother? I don't want to speak. Let Sister Karan go first, right?
Yeah, I want that Sister Karan to figure out what to do.
There's one of the sisters. Okay. Okay, Sister Karan. Go right ahead. I just didn't want to make him put everybody before him because his hand has been up a long time. Okay, go right ahead, sister.
Alhamdulillah. Well, I just want to add on something what Brother Imam was stating about losing the property. And one of the things that we have to do is start educating our children, because and then even before we leave this world, we have property. Once you get it patented, they don't even have to pay taxes. They will never lose their property. That's why you see a lot of people, they have all this land, especially in the country, probably sometimes been for 20 years, they never been cultivated because they got it patented. And that way they'll always stay in the family. They won't lose it. And they can't take it. And also, like the sister was saying, that the Jewish, like they are not a race. And she was right. They're not a race. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, because there's only four. That's the Caucasian race, the dark race, the race dealing with the that falls under the Indians, and also the Chinese and the Japanese. They're the same people, and they're just like and all the Europeans and the Jewish and all that. They fall under Caucasian. They're the same people, and the Indians and the Pakistanis and the Mexicans, basically. You know, they are the same. They are the same people. If you look at them, you can't even tell the difference between them and the Indians. So there's only really four. So you're right. There's only there's not a race. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. That's basically what I want to say. As-salamu
alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Okay, Brother Akbar, did you want to say something now? It's 8:55.
I'm going to share my thing with
Let me bring you in.
I said related to Muhammad too. Only that one that says God is a lie, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of prophets and more prophets to come after Prophet Muhammad. We thank Allah for the knowledge that we've seen. And the stigma they put on us is in our minds, and our leaders have come with those stigmas. They call it black, and it was really
Akbar, you got an echo on your phone.
You got an echo?
Yes.
Okay. Let me move. Can you echo now?
No, okay, you clear.
Can you echo now?
No.
I'm legal.
Wa alaikum assalam.
You hear echo now?
No.
No. Okay, alhamdulillah. Yeah. So what we are fighting, still fighting, is language. And the worst language that they put on us. And the best language that been put on the conqueror or the oppressor. He took the best language for himself. He put on a white sheet and marched up and down the street. And we call him a white man. And out under that sheet is a pink and red man showing. Not white. Nowhere in scripture, Allah says he made a white man. Nowhere. A black man. Nowhere. He said in the Quran that Allah will slap their faces and they will turn black. That's in the Quran. But nowhere in scripture God he made a white man. And we call them white, just like calling them the prince and call ourselves the pagan. The language. We don't want to change it, we want to continue. Call them white. I'll call them white.
No, sir.
I had the application for some to have my eyes checked, and not they asked me what ethnic group I was at. I put human beings.
That's right.
And when they beam over 60, I said human beings from the earth that might be a dog, a brown, so brown. So she said, "You won't put." I said, "Yeah." Because I told her, I don't call people by color because I ain't never seen no white and black people. Never seen nobody black eyes on the cars. I told her, I had a conversation with her. And I ain't never seen nobody white as snow walking the street. And I told her, there have been some white people in this country, in this world, we will never have slaves. White means pure. Good, honest. That's what wealth is, the honest in there. Decent and clean, trustworthy. That's what to say about the word white.
That's right.
And then said Caucasian people. So all this a plan they came up with. Scheme they came up. We're going to fight scheme of Satan. We're going to fight it. We're just going to make it for the bad major on it. It ain't going nowhere. Elijah, like you said, called the people a devil. That's what they were. If we tell them they ain't white, that's another a crux they can't hold on to. They had to come on down to earth to be human beings or animals. They either be one or the other. They're going to be a human being or animal, an ape or a swine. That's what they're going to be. Then our people don't join them in their evil way. Want to look like them, dress like them. Go to school and be like them. I'm talking about the worst one. I was looking at the day. I was in the bank. There's a nice girl. She got a tattoo on her face. And next to her, there's a man, a brother. He got a tattoo in his face. So
So they following the influence of this world because we are not out there. We're not out there. And these imams, they satisfied with the group they got coming to the masjid that's sitting on the floor. They satisfied with them because these people are coming there, want to be saved, want to get to paradise and listen to them. And they are not doing a real good job with those believers. Not to what I see.
That's right. I bet with this.
A lot of moving the big, like you said, by had to bring the old elephant in to train the new elephant. It's hard to train an elephant when that elephant has looked at TV and seen the way they do it on TV. And try to bring that in the home or bring that in the neighborhood. I was looking at the TV today. You know how many young girls have killed babies, put their babies in a microwave or stove? I mean, all across this country. And like you said, that Hooper Goldberg said, so I seen that said come back and follow by, because they threatened to take her job. That's what they brought us here for, a job, man. Ain't a job been done. Anytime the Jews want something done, all they got to do is threaten that person by taking this job. And the reason that, because we didn't listen, not only did we not listen to Elijah, Imam W.D. Muhammad, we didn't even follow Elijah all the way. We should never been working for nobody but ourselves. And our children should have been told, go to school. Yeah, you going to school. If you got to go in that public school, go in there and get what you need and come out and come and go to college and go come back and make jobs. Not come back and be a playboy. Not come back and be a sex object. And that's what a lot of our children, they go in that college. And once they come out, they head up in the air. They're half naked. They think then you can't tell them nothing. They know everything. As long as you got that problem, you got a real problem. Like you said, you ain't got to get a man in color. Give him your mind. If he got your mind, you gonna act just like him. You gonna act just like the mind that they gave you. So that's how. We got a job to do, and we can do this job. Yes, it's gonna take a while. It's gonna take a minute. It's gonna take the sincerity. Imam said religion is sincerity. He's going to take the sincere believers to help change, believe, have faith in their ability to change this situation. And I believe we're going to change it because what I'm hearing and seeing in the news, these people are more afraid of us than any group in the world.
That's right.
They're more watching us. Like Imam said, they watch us more than they watch anybody. And they watching us. But we got to worry about if Allah going to do with us if we fail the mission. Not worry about them. They can't do stuff. It took 30 minutes because they won't let you get in there. But anyway, I'm going to turn it back over to you, my wife. May Allah continue to bless us and to grow and to find a way back to being a human being that God created and planted in the garden, and for the snake got to us, for the forbidden tree we shouldn't have stayed away from. Until we get back to, we're going, no, you can't go nowhere but forward with the help of Allah.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you for being so cooperative, Brother Akbar. I appreciate it. I know we were late getting started.
$10.
You've already been paid. But I appreciate everybody's input. Yeah, and we were 30 minutes late. Yeah, because Brother Imam said, it's 7:30, so y'all time is 7:30, so that's when y'all start.
started, yes, sir. That's when we started, 7:30, because couldn't get a schedule in. You know how you have to have the episodes put in prior to. You have to already be set. Like when we come in tomorrow, it will already be set up for tomorrow, which is what, the second of February. So it will already be set up because it was the first that he just hadn't set it up. He was so busy for the day. And I have to learn how to do that particular one. But anyway, one who haven't had anything to say, do you think we should go on and close out? And we'll be back tomorrow night, inshallah. Please come back, and we can finish this up. The brothers will be on then, so we can hear all the good teaching and the good preaching. You want to close out, Akbar? Okay, that's fine with me. That's fine. I just happen to see you come back. Brother Imam, could you close us out?
I sure will, and it's so good to hear your voice back on the line and make us feel real proud that we got a mother that we can look after. Allahu Akbar.
A'udhu billahi
minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa asri. Inna lisani lafi kusri. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati. Wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr. Allah, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah, and I do repent to him. O Allah, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us, mm-hmm. and from your presence, God mm-hmm. mercy. Amen.
Mm-hmm. I mean. Okay, thank you, everyone, for participating and for just coming on to listen or to hear. And I enjoyed, and just by knowing that you're here. You know, it makes me feel so much better coming back after almost, I guess, a week steady. My husband told me, don't forget about him. Don't forget about me now. You know, I've set in for you for a week. You know, so now you got got to do something with you. And people, you just don't know what I went through. But inshallah, I'm back now, off and running, and got to run real fast. So got to run real fast, but inshallah, I'll make it, inshallah. Okay, be blessed. And be safe. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.